want to transform your life, the essence of transforming it is this. You have to look at your life and say, what do I really need that's missing? And what you need is not a thing. What you need is an emotional context. You need some virtues to become dominant and driving in your life. So if you have, for example, let's say love is on your virtues list, but fear of rejection is on your vice list, the fear of rejection will overcome the love in those states. So you have to load it up and create what I call four power virtues, 3 to 4 power virtues, which are emotional states that you need, that if you were in those states, it would destroy your vices in a heartbeat. Everybody's got those. And I'll tell you what my four are. Mine are number one, courage. Because virtually everything in my life has come by my ability to just say, face it. I don't hide from it. I got to know what it is. And for me, the next piece is total determination, will. Because in that state, there's nothing in my life that I'm able to create without absolute will. Once I've set my will to it, it will be. Because my belief is, if I have that commitment, if I have that idea, if that idea or that thing I'm willful about is designed to serve, then God is on my side. And I will find a way, I will mobilize any part of me. So if you've got courage and you've got that determination, the third thing I have is you got to have the self-honesty. Because if you're not honest with yourself, there's no possibility. And what happens is that absolute determination, that absolute focus, that absolute will has a lot of power. The courage gives you the power to look at things. It allows you to be honest. But with all that intensity, I kind of overpower people. So the one that balances me, the fourth one, is compassion. Because by being compassionate, it allows me to be compassionate not only for other people, but for myself as well. Those are my four power virtues. And how that shows up is interesting.